Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we examine happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Peter Tosh Museum officially opened, waste to energy solution being developed, and Prime Minister lobbies for stricter quality assurance standards for agriculture. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last Thursday officially opened the Peter Tosh Museum, located at the Pulse Center on Trafalgar Road in New Kingston. The project, which was completed at a cost of $300,000, is the collaborative work of the Peter Tosh Estate, Pulse Investments Limited, and Marlene Brown, Tosh's widow. In opening the exhibition, the Prime Minister said the museum would add to the cultural value of Kingston, Jamaica's creative city of music.
But I wanted to say how very important it is for us to put in place the institutions that will protect, preserve, but also project our history. And this is what this museum will do. You know, we plan to return tourism to Kingston in a big way. People do come, but we want to make it a big thing. It gives me great pleasure to open the museum.
Plans are also in place to rename the site Peter Tosh Square. The museum officially opens to the public on November 1. Prime Minister Holness also announced last week that the government is moving to introduce a waste-to-energy solution in short order. Speaking after a tour of the White Marl St. Catherine complex of manufacturing company Wisinko, Mr. Holness said the overall objective is to minimize the volume of waste on the nation's roads by giving members of the public a viable alternative to disposing of their garbage. The implementation of the waste-to-energy solution, being led by the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will see the introduction of several plants in Jamaica. The government is reviewing expressions of interest from local and international companies looking to establish waste-to-energy plants in Jamaica.
Instead of waste being the end of the consumption cycle, it will be just another phase of the consumption cycle, which will end up being a product demanded by the company that is going to generate energy from it. So hopefully, if you give garbage an economic value, then people won't just throw it away. They will probably figure out ways of storing it better, collecting it better, and transporting it better, which would mean less waste released into the environment.
While on the tour of the Wisinko plant, the Prime Minister also challenged local manufacturers of plastics and styrofoam to innovate to create products that are more environmentally friendly. Mr. Holness says while the government is not currently considering instituting a ban on plastics and styrofoam, the issue of the environmental damage they cause when disposed of improperly must be addressed. He says manufacturers must explore ways in which more biodegradable materials can be used to develop products that can displace plastic and styrofoam, noting that hemp has seen useful results in recent years. If successfully executed, manufacturers will create new industries which can boost economic growth.
So I'm challenging you, the captains of industry, to see what is within our environment, within our culture, that can be used to propel innovation, to bring new products to market that creates new streams of manufacturing, that employs new people, that gives more sales, which drive growth.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling for the introduction of a more rigid quality assurance and standards framework for Jamaica's agricultural produce. He says in order to truly grow the agricultural sector, farmers must adhere to strict growth and production standards that will guarantee that Jamaican products are of a universally high quality.
There's no doubt that we will be able to produce a very high quality cocoa bean. Same thing with coffee. The issue is, can you do it over and over and over and over and over again at that high standard in the time required, in the quantity required, in the specifications required? That means that the agricultural industry has to see itself not just as a niche industry, but as a competitive, modern business that's producing to the highest standard.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the Bureau of Standards 2016 National Quality Awards held recently. That's it for today's program. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.